This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated, laid the foundation stones and dedicated development projects worth more than 33,700 crore rupees related to power, road, rail, oil and gas, education and housing at Mohabhatta in Bilaspur district of Chhattisgarh. Addressing a public meeting on this occasion, the Prime Minister said that a new era of permanent peace is being seen in the Naxal-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. He said that roads, electricity and mobile network, along with health and other facilities, are being provided in the remote tribal areas of the state. During the program, Grih Pravesh of 3 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen was held.
Chhattisgarh ke 3 lakh garib parivar अपने नए घर में गृह प्रवेश कर रहे हैं। मैं इन सभी परिवारों को एक नए जीवन के लिए बहुत शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। इन गरीब परिवारों के सिर पर पक्की छत आप सभी की वजह से ही संभव हो पाई है।
On this occasion, the Prime Minister flagged off the Memu train service on the Abhanpur-Raipur rail section. The program was also addressed by Union Housing and Urban Development Minister Manohar Lal Khattar and Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnudev Sai. 50 Maoists surrendered today in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. Out of these, 13 Maoists had a reward of 68 lakh rupees declared on their heads. It is for the first time that such a large number of Maoists have surrendered together in the state. Bijapur district's superintendent of police Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that those who surrendered include Maoists of the level of militia commanders and deputy commanders active in the Maoist PLGA battalion and other companies. The surrendered Maoists were given a cheque of 25,000 rupees each as an incentive under the state government's rehabilitation policy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a meeting today of all leaders of all 5 constituent parties of the NDA in Patna. Mr. Shah convened the meeting at the official residence of Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and discussed strategy and various issues related to Bihar Assembly election, which is likely to be held later this year. Besides JDU National President and CM Nitish Kumar, leaders of all NDA constituent parties like LJPR, Hindustani Awam Morcha Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha remained present. The meeting was in continuity of discussions held earlier among the NDA allies in Delhi. In Odisha, 11 coaches of the Bengaluru-Guwahati-Kamakhya Superfast Express train derailed near Nirgundi railway station in Cuttack district today. According to the preliminary reports, one person has lost his life, while at least 7 persons are injured, with some reported to be in a critical condition. The injured passengers are being shifted to SCB Medical College and Hospital at Cuttack. The train was heading towards Kamakhya from Bengaluru. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the challenge of textile waste, saying that it has become a major cause for worry for the entire world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed concern over a finding that only less than 1% of textile waste is recycled into new clothes. Speaking about water harvesting, the Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that works related to water harvesting and water conservation have gained new momentum in many states. Indian Navy ships Karmuk and LCU-52 will be sailing for Yangon from the Andaman and Nicobar Command today to assist in the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief HADR operations in earthquake-hit Myanmar. These will carry approximately 52 tons of relief material, including HADR pallets consisting of essential clothing, drinking water, food, medicines and emergency stores. In earthquake-hit Myanmar, its military chief has said that the death toll has risen to more than 1,700. As per the media reports, the death toll may rise further as many of those trapped under the debris haven't received help yet. In the Asian Championships in Amman, in Jordan, Indian wrestlers Udit and Deepika Punia kept the country in gold medal contention in the freestyle event by reaching the final. In the men's section, Udit blanked China's Wan Huzhou 2-0, while Deepak Punia defeated Takashi Ishiguro of Japan 8-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.